Today is Tuesday, January 18th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, hope everyone's doing all right. I was reading that COVID cases in my state went down a little bit today or yesterday. I don't know, whatever day the article was written. Again, so far, I know. Everyone's going to say, oh, well, not everyone. Baron Frosty on Twitter or who, I think it was, I'm probably blaming Baron Frosty and it wasn't him, but I think it was him, said, oh, Adam, those at-home tests don't work. Or don't work for the new variant. But you know, the thing is, if the at-home tests don't work, why is the government giving out free at-home tests? All the at-home tests are sold out from all the stores. Like, if they really don't work, why are we saying, take a test? You know? And when they say take a test, I assume they don't mean that every single person needs to go to the doctor and take a test or go to, because the healthcare facilities are completely overrun. So I feel like they're telling us to take an at-home test. And anyway, all that to say, so far, knock on wood, I don't think I've had it. And if I have, I didn't know. And I guess I'm okay. You know? We're doing everything we can. We're wearing masks. We're triple vaccinated. You know, all of the things that you can do. But, so yesterday, you know, was a pretty boring day. We, after I recorded, we worked out and I'm getting used to it. Mark's workouts are a lot more strenuous than mine, but, I'm going to ramp them up slowly. I don't want to do these classes where they're like, okay, you know, increase your resistance. Okay, now we're going to, you know, and swing your arms and all this kind of, and Peloton, you know, my elliptical that I bought was from Nordic Track and he bought a Peloton. I like an elliptical. And all of these companies that you buy your equipment from, they now are making, I don't know if they're making all their money, but they are adding these classes. And when you buy, I know for Nordic Track, for instance, when you buy the Nordic Track equipment, they require you to sign up for their free trial, their 1 month free trial. For these stupid classes. I mean, and some people may love them. I don't know. But I don't need a class. Like, I know how to use an elliptical. I don't need some trainer. Oh, you know, 5 more, 6 more. Okay, 10 more minutes, you know, or whatever. Like, I don't need all of that. And the other thing is, they require, well, requires the wrong word. The screens on the Nordic Track make it very difficult to do a manual workout. It comes up with this thing wanting you to log in. And in very small letters underneath, you know, where you can't even see it, you know, in a lighter color that's harder to see, they're like, continue here without logging in, you know. And then when you do that, even after you do that, they bring you to these classes where it says, you know, pick a class. But if you click on the class, you have to log in. And in very small print, somewhere in the corner, it says continue with manual workout. So you have to do two or three steps that are obscured from view every single time you start a new workout. You can't just click start, you know. And it's ridiculous. There must be a mode. I'm going to have to research it because these are the same pieces of equipment that you would use like at the gym. And when I go to the gym, they don't expect me to have an account. You know, you just click start manual workout and you tell it what your resistance is going to be and how long you're going to be doing it and all that kind of stuff. I don't need an account. So anyway, we worked out. And then I had to cook, and I'm going to talk about it today on Throwing Down, but basically Throwing Down has come back, my podcast with Joe Batance, and we had a recipe to cook for today's episode, and it was a mimosa fried chicken. And so I had actually started the process Monday or Sunday because I had to marinate the chicken the night before. So I had to create this marinade with champagne or some sort of bubbly wine, you know, orange juice, fresh orange juice from an orange, orange zest, garlic, salt, and an ungodly amount of salt. And actually, I felt like the chicken came out a little bit salt. There was a tablespoon of salt in this marinade. It was so much. I've never seen so much salt in something. But anyway, in a marinade. But I had to do that Sunday night. And then I cooked. And we watched a show that I'm enjoying, Alex versus America. It's a Food Network show. Alex Guarnaschelli is a Food Network celebrity chef. And she, and actually we went to her restaurant, Butter, in New York when we were in New York over Thanksgiving. And they love these competition shows where they pit their chef against, you know, regular chefs, non-Food Network chefs, basically. You know, Bobby Flay has had several different shows. He has one called Beat Bobby Flay right now. And he used to have one called Throwdown, which people apparently get confused with my podcast with Joe Batance, Throwing Down. And so that and the fact that we have a cooking segment makes people think that Throwing Down is a cooking podcast. But anyway, and now Michael Simon, who is another Food Network chef, actually, he used to be on ABC on The Chew, but they canceled that show when they had that issue with Mario Batali, and Daphne Oz left the show and about the same time because she kept having babies every year. And anyway, so Michael Simon has had a much larger presence on Food Network since then because he doesn't have, you know, he didn't have his ABC show anymore. And now he's getting his own competition show. It's going to be Throwdown with Michael Simon. So it's basically the show that Bobby Flay used to do, except it's Michael Simon instead of Bobby Flay. But they're apparently best friends. So so now they have Alex versus America, they have Beat Bobby Flay, and they have Throwdown with Michael Simon. If it hasn't started yet, it's going to start soon. So they have these competitions. But anyway, Alex versus America is a little bit interesting concept. I like Alex, first of all. And so that makes it good because I like her. But also, the format is a little bit different because there are three chefs that she's competing against. And there are two rounds, and she can be eliminated in the first round or the second round. She can lose. So she can lose, and instead of, you know, fighting against one person, she's fighting against three chefs every episode. So we watched that while we were eating and after we cooked. And, or after I cooked, and, you know, then I had to brush Sydney because we used to do it every day. And again, for those of you who are new, if I have any new listeners, Sydney is my dog. But, anyway, so I had to brush her. And so immediately after we ate, I cleaned the kitchen. Normally Mark does it, but it was a very complicated, I had to fry food. So I had a Dutch oven or a what do you call it? It's not called now I can't think of what it's called at all, but the dish that you, it's not a pot, but it's made by their ceramic. Maybe they are called a Dutch. Anyway, maybe they are called a Dutch oven. I don't know, but I had fried in this thing. So I had, I don't know, a quart and a half of oil. Hot oil in this thing, and I had all these other implements that I had used to cook, and I felt bad having Mark have to clean all that plus all the oil off the cabinets and everything. So I cleaned the kitchen. And then immediately after I cleaned the kitchen, it was my turn to brush Sydney. And so I immediately started brushing her. And by then it was, 9:30 in the evening or something like that. It was so late. And so that took up my entire evening, working out, you know, cooking, cleaning the kitchen, brushing the dog, you know, all of that stuff. It's just, the week just flies by because there's so many, you know, you work until 5 or 6 in the evening. And then you have to feed yourself. You have to work out. There are all these things you have to do as an adult. Adulting is hard. For any of you that are not adults yet, enjoy where you are in your life. Because there's so much to do as an adult. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.